intensifying a line of attack he and his allies have stoked for months. Mr. Trump said the real problem was Mr. Biden, and questions about what the president described as the Joe Biden demand that the Ukrainian government fire a prosecutor who was investigating his son. Referring to his conversation with Mr. Zelensky, Mr. Trump said nothing was said that was in any way wrong, but Biden's demand, on the other hand, was a complete and total disaster. No evidence has surfaced to support Mr. Trump's claim that the former vice president intentionally tried to help his son by pressing for the prosecutor general's dismissal. But some State Department officials had expressed concern that Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine could complicate his father's diplomacy there. The issue strikes a particular nerve for Mr. Biden, who has long feared putting his family under the harsh spotlight of a presidential campaign. During a two-minute encounter with reporters on Saturday morning, he grew irate, angrily insisting that he had never spoken with his son about any overseas work. "You should be looking at Trump," Mr. Biden said. "Trump is doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum." Even as they avoided mentioning Mr. Biden, other Democratic presidential candidates moved quickly to capitalize on the new dynamic in the race. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who rarely mentions Mr. Trump in her stump speech, opened her remarks at a cattle call on Saturday afternoon by excoriating both the president and congressional Democrats. "He has solicited another foreign government to attack our election system," she told a crowd of 1,200 cheering Democratic voters gathered in Des Moines for an afternoon of primary speeches. "It is time to call out this illegal behavior and start impeachment proceedings right now." Ms. Warren, who first called for Mr. Trump to be impeached in April after the release of Mr. Mueller's report, went further on Saturday, arguing on Twitter that by failing to act on impeachment, Congress had become complicit in Mr. Trump's latest attempt to solicit foreign interference to aid him in U.S. elections.